It's a Manhattan art world ritual. Each September, thousands of art aficionados pour into the Chelsea Gallery District for the splashy fall openings. Starting today, the neighborhood's 300-plus art spaces will be humming with new exhibits and lots of Chardonnay. Here with a preview is our arts critic, Carolina Miranda. Good morning, Carolina.
Good morning.
So, you know, the art market has been all over the place recently. Sotheby's stock is down, yet old master paintings are still selling for $50 million at auction. How does all that fit into what's going on in Chelsea this week?
Well, the big blue-chip Chelsea galleries, like the Gagosians of the world, they're always going to sell because they're selling very high-end art, old master-type artists and big-name artists like Andy Warhol. It's the smaller galleries that I think are always a little nervous when the new season starts. How is the economic crisis going to play on small spaces that are selling more, like emerging artists, contemporary artists, things that are a riskier bet for people who use art as an investment? I mean, there is some sign of hope. There's a brand-new gallery in Chelsea opening up called C24. It's a 9,000 square foot space. So clearly there's some folks in the market who are feeling quite hopeful about it.
Any trends you're seeing this fall?
Well, definitely seeing some of the bigger galleries playing it a little safe. Where last year you saw like a gallery like Gagosian, for example, go with a younger, more contemporary artist. This year he's going to be opening up his shows next week with Andy Warhol, with the sculptor Richard Serra, who's a long established figure. So on the blue chip end, playing it a little safe. Thankfully, the smaller spaces are still doing their crazy experimental stuff as always. And if you go to places like Derek Eller, you're going to see pieces where an artist has punched sheetrock. Or if you go to PPOW, conceptual feminist art, all very sort of brainy, interesting ways of kicking off the art season.
You know, the city has more than 800 galleries, and Chelsea alone has more than 300. You've teamed up with WNYC's digital team to produce a special guide to openings. What are the highlights?
Well, the openings can be a little bit mind-boggling. Every block in Chelsea looks alike, and there's more than 300 spaces. So what we've done is we've created two maps with our picks for opening week. So you can either, if you're old school, you can download it off of the internet as a PDF and print it out and carry it around. And or if you want to navigate it on your smartphone, it's available on the smartphone, and it also contains audio previews of some of the shows. So if you want to know a little bit more about each show before walking all the way out to 12th Avenue, you can definitely do that.
And I've heard you've also included things about food and drink options as well. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Best places for disco fries and pints of beer. And lots of must-see shows.
Well, what is your favorite spot for disco fries and some of your must-see shows as well?
Well, definitely the disco fries at Star on 18, which I think is the last cheap place left in Chelsea that hasn't been made super expensive. My must-see show, I think, for this season is definitely Jennifer Dalton's exhibit at the Edward Winkelmann Gallery on 27th Street, which is opening on Friday evening. She's an artist who frequently skewers the prejudices of the art world in her work, and for this installation, she's going to be turning her attention to the world of cultural broadcasting and looking at the lack of women guests on major shows. So interestingly, a lack of female guests on shows like The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert and sort of even Rachel Maddow, where sometimes you'll see, you know, two women for every eight men that are on as guests.
So some political commentary thrown in there as well.
Absolutely. You got to get the ladies on.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Carolina.
Thank you.